And welcome to Atlanta Eats Radio on News Radio 106.7. I'm Mara Davis, and this is your companion show to Atlanta Eats TV. And, you know, I love talking to all kinds of people on this radio show since, you know, it's all about food and food trends and things that are happening. And I also have a soft spot for people who actually really want to be on the show. I cannot say no to people. And I have had my next guest, I think... We have an email chain together that may have 85 emails. Please say hi to Jennifer Harris. She is part of the gluten-free guide. Good to see you.
Hey, Mara.
Gluten-free guide.
Gluten-free go-to guide.
Okay, I always mix that up. Okay, and so anyway, just to get the background, like, you and I have been going back and forth trying to find a way to get together, and we have finally done it, so I'm so happy.
It has happened. Yay. We are doing it, finally.
So, you know, I've talked a lot about gluten-free on this show, and, you know, I'm sure if you've heard, I think it's gone a little overboard as a food trend, but you have taken it to a different level because you have some real food sensitivity. So talk to me about how you got this started.
Okay, well, I was diagnosed with celiac disease in April of 1997, back when nobody knew what it was and for sure did not think it was going to become a trend. That's almost kind of funny that people would want to eat this way if they don't have to for medical reasons. It's kind of funny. So I just saw that there was kind of a void and there were so many great gluten-free products that could be on menus in restaurants and they weren't there. So I started consulting and identifying where there were places where replacement products would work, talking to restaurants about them, showing them how to add them to their menu and how to handle them safely so that people wouldn't get sick.
So now you have a blog where you write about different restaurants. You go to restaurant openings and you sort of rate the gluten-free options. But it seems like now, like, so you said you were diagnosed in 1996. I mean, that sounds like, you know, that's 20 years ago.
Right.
Nobody would have ever dreamed of a gluten-free menu back then. So it must kind of be, this trend must be a little bit of paradise for you.
Yeah, it's actually quite helpful because restaurants are seeing past the trend aspect of it. And they're seeing that people like us are the ones who decide where to go out to eat when there's an event or a work event or a party. So they're looking at long-term goals rather than just meeting the short-term fad aspect of it.
Right.
So it's been really helpful.
So let's talk about gluten for a minute, because a lot of people who are gluten-free don't even actually know what gluten is. One thing I learned, I had Chef Vadam. I don't know if you know Chef Vadam. I think he's terrific. And, you know, he tipped me off that there are a lot of foods, like, because I think gluten and I think it's what holds the yeast together in the bread, right? But there is gluten in a lot of products, right? A lot of food items.
Yeah, there's gluten in a lot of things because you have to look out for soy sauce and breadcrumbs. So soy sauce is a lot of times in salad dressings. It's some restaurants put it in chili. I don't know why. But you'll see it as an additive in places where it doesn't normally exist. So you have to look out. Gravies usually are thickened with roux, and roux is flour combined with butter.
Yep.
So that's a no-no. So any kind of a dark gravy you have to watch out for. But a lot of times it's pretty straightforward. And if you're at a really good restaurant, they know exactly what the ingredients are in the food, and they can tell you what to stay away from, and they can make modifications.
Okay, talk to me about your website. How did you get that started, and how long has it been around?
It's been around, I think for... almost 5 years. It got started, I used to be a board member for the local support group called Atlanta Metro Celiacs, used to be. Mm-hmm. And while I was doing that, I was getting interviewed and I was writing articles and I was doing some consulting and I just needed kind of a place to land everything so people could see that, yes, I actually do have work experience and I know what I'm talking about. Kind of landed it there and then expanded it as there was more of a need. I would get referrals from past clients who would want someone to come in and talk to them. So just kind of set up a whole website full of different consulting services to kind of, you know, yes, you can do it. Yes, the people will come and hear, you know, let me help you
Jennifer Harris is with us from the Gluten-Free Go-To Guide. You can look that up and find her blog and find all kinds of restaurants that are really doing their part to adhere to gluten sensitivity. And this is a real thing. And, you know, it's true. I make fun of it a lot because I think, you know, I always go back to there's a great Jimmy Kimmel bit where mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel asks the health-conscious people, if they know what gluten actually is. I actually got a complaint because I made a joke on one of the other radio shows I did on The Bert Show about, you know, all the gluten-free stuff, and I sent that along. And the woman was very offended about that. But isn't there something like how a food trend gets out of hand when it really is such a small population of people that deal with the sensitivity?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's one in every 133 people have celiac disease, which is a gluten intolerance. But there's an even higher percentage of people who have non-celiac gluten sensitivity. So they don't have the genes that you need to have to be diagnosed with celiac, but they benefit from a gluten-free diet for reasons unknown. Right. But it is a real medical diagnosis. It's not fake. I know that there's been some things out there in the media lately about how gluten sensitivity isn't real. It is. It is a medical diagnosis. It's not maybe 3 million people total, but because there's so much misinformation from celebrities talking about how right. you should go gluten-free because you'll sleep better and you'll have more energy, and that's really just ridiculous. Right. It's laughable. Going gluten-free, you don't need to do that if you want to feel better.
Right.
Eat foods that are close to their natural state. Don't eat fried things. Don't eat a whole bunch of processed foods. And you're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better.
Right.
Gluten isn't the culprit for many people.
Right. And I love that about Chef Vadim. I should probably rerun his interview because he was the same way. He was like, look, I didn't ask for this medical condition. This right. is like, So tell me some of the best, and I love your perspective on it because a lot of people can be like really aggressive about it, and you have a very realistic approach to this. Talk to me about some of the best restaurants in Atlanta that are gluten-free sensitive. Like where are your go-to spots?
Okay, well, my first consulting client, and I love him, was Sean Doty. His restaurants, Bantam and Biddy and Chickabiddy, were the first restaurants that I did the consulting. And he has gluten-free chicken fingers and gluten-free macaroni and cheese, and the list just goes on from there. He knows what he's doing. He's really careful to not cross-contaminate. And for brunch, he even has gluten-free pancakes, which are huge and fluffy and wonderful. If I'm going for Italian food, I'm probably going to go to Cibo e Bev. Chef Linda, I love her. She has great gluten-free pasta. The majority of her sauces are gluten-free, and she understands the need to keep things free of cross-contact. So she's going to be right there for you.
Yes, she is wonderful. I love Chef Linda. That's so great. And it's nice to see so many restaurants really, because let's face it, the restaurant business is the hospitality business. So it's really important.
Right.
To keep your customers happy. How has your blog taken off? I mean, it seems like you've got advertisers, you've got a whole thing going. So it's a nice little side job for you.
It is, and it kind of ebbs and flows. I get mostly referrals from people, but I do get approached by companies who want me to know about their product and want me to know that it's available food service, because of course the restaurants want to know where they can order it from distributor-wise and get it in higher quantities.
Right.
So, you know, I do tend to do some work with some distributors and, you know, with just some companies like Udi's Gluten Free, who has a lot of products and distribution, to help get those on store shelves, not store shelves, to help get those on restaurant menus.
Sure, sure, sure.
So that restaurants can, it's a well-known product, it's easy to work with, and you're not just looking for what you're going to make now, you're looking for down the road, because when you establish yourself as a restaurant that knows what it's doing, word of mouth is huge in the gluten-free community, and it spreads like wildfire.
Right.
It's going to not just give you some extra revenue now, it's going to continue on.
Okay, it's Atlanta Eats Radio. Jennifer Harris is with the Gluten-Free Go-To Guide. You can look that up and find some great restaurants and advice if you are trying to live a gluten-free lifestyle. She is a blogger, she is a consultant, and we all need to know that, you know, being a food blogger is a part-time job, right? You can't make it's pretty hard to make a living out of that.
Absolutely, it's hard. I keep trying. one of these days, something's going to happen that's going to allow me to do it full-time. But for now, my site is a great place to go and find. I have a restaurant list and I have a bakery list for Atlanta. So if you're looking for a place to go eat, stop by the website and there's a list by cuisine, alphabetized, and it tells you everything that you can and can't have. And it gives you a wide range of opportunities.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really informative. And you know, you have a passion about it and you have a vested interest in it, which is why it's great. So congratulations on your success and congratulations to us. We're doing this interview in my car because I'm about to go to my other job. Jennifer has a real job. We have gone through a lot to make this happen, and I'm so glad we did.
Thank you so much, Mara. I really appreciate it.
It's Atlanta Eats Radio. Go to gluten-free go-to guide. It's GFGO, the number two, no, T-O, guide.com. For more information, you can just Google it. You know what to do. Nobody says www anymore. It drives me crazy when people do that. All right, it's Atlanta Eats Radio, a news radio 106.7. Stay with us.